After working as an emergency medicine physician in Kansas City for more than a decade, Catherine Miner decided it was time for a change.
So, in 2022, she started exploring other ways to help people in her community and pursued lifestyle and culinary medicine.
Culinary medicine is centered on nutrition, food safety aspects, teaching kitchens, being a physician and kind of slash pseudo chef.
When she decided to pivot, Miner ran into a snag. She was laid off from her job.
So she started volunteering at a public library that was running teaching kitchens for medical student groups and patient groups.
If you're not familiar, teaching kitchens are hands-on spaces. People learn about nutrition and healthy cooking techniques.
She loved it so much that she started doing similar work with a local church's program for the homeless, primarily serving women and children. She told us about her work as part of our series, Here to Help.
I bought myself an induction burner with some pots and pans and focused on it being very simple. Like these are people who are coming from homelessness.
As soon as she got in the door of the program run by Hillcrest Ministries in Lee's Summit, Missouri, she was eager to see what she had to work with.
So I took a tour of their pantry and I'm like, well, I see a big problem here. Like you have nothing to flavor this stuff.
There wasn't exactly a full spice rack available.
There was the gravy packets and things of salt, and that was it.
Miner, being an optimist, looked past what was lacking and leaned into what was possible for the program's clients.
My whole thing was like, I'm going to make this super simple because I know that if they're starting out and finding an apartment, they're starting from scratch and they're not going to have an Instapot.
So she did some investigating.
I got there like an hour ahead of time and I saw a variety of frozen vegetables, some spaghetti. Oh my gosh, there's fresh oranges. And I found some garlic powder, and I already bought my soy sauce.
Okay, quite the bounty. I'm kind of liking where this is going.
I sauteed the vegetables, cooked the spaghetti on the stove, and then I was making that peanut sauce, like a kind of a Rachel Ray-inspired peanut sauce. And they all looked at me like I was crazy.
And the verdict?
They all had seconds. You know, even the lady that called me crazy got up and had a second helping. And so I felt like that was a home run. And really helped me feel like, all right, I'll do this again.
So she did. Many lessons, many volunteer hours later, Miner has the kitchen running at full speed.
More recently, she received a request to teach people how to make crockpot meals.
So we've arrived at Hillcrest, going through the pantry in preparation for tonight's meal. Have an excellent source of bean choice, canned beans. Lots of elbow macaroni.
That night's menu item was, drumroll, minestrone.
So I'm going to add the entire box of gluten-free elbow macaroni. I like to hold the two sides of the kale down, fold them up a little bit, and then with a claw of my left hand, holding the leaf down and keeping my fingers safe, slice these into sort of some ribbons.
Miner says she sees her work with Hillcrest as a way to take at least one burden off the plate of someone looking for stable housing.
For more stories like this and to nominate someone else doing good in your community, you can visit npr.org/here to help.